Security forces in Myanmar had fatally shot at least 10 more people peacefully protesting last month's military coup. The latest fatalities come a day after the United Nations appealed to the military junta to stop using lethal force against peaceful demonstrators. Amnesty International calls it a killing spree. The human rights group said its examination of more than 50 videos from the crackdown confirmed the security forces appear to be implementing planned, systematic strategies, including the ramped-up use of lethal force. Amnesty said many of the documented killings amount to extrajudicial executions. Meanwhile, the military also lodged a new unproven allegation of corruption against Aung San Suu Kyi, the civilian leader it ousted in the February 1st coup. It charged that in 2017 and 2018, a political ally gave her $600,000 and bars of gold. A United Nations human rights expert said credible reports indicate that Myanmar's security forces have murdered at least 70 people. He cites growing evidence of crimes against humanity following last month's coup. Thomas Andrews spoke before the Human Rights Council today.
Madam President, the country of Myanmar is being controlled by a murderous, illegal regime. Its current leadership perpetuated the atrocity crimes that are the focus of the charge of genocide before the International Criminal Court of Justice. As I documented in the annex to my report, the crimes against the Rohingya people continue. It should come as little surprise that there is growing evidence that this same Myanmar military, led by the same senior leadership, is now engaging in crimes against humanity, including the acts of murder, enforced disappearance, persecution, torture, and imprisonment in violation of fundamental rules of international law.
Andrews is calling for sanctions against leaders of the military junta in Myanmar. He also slammed the UN Security Council for what he called an insufficient response to the violence. He said now more than 2,000 people have been detained since the February 1st coup. Amnesty International today said the military is using lethal tactics and weapons against protesters that are normally employed on a battlefield.